68% women. Globally, the differences in earnings between men and women vary, with Japan and Korea seeing the largest disparity of 28% and 39% respectively. Hungary is the lowest, with only a 4% difference in earnings between men and women. On average, in the United States, Caucasian women earn 77% of what men earn for doing the same jobs, but African American women earn only 69 cents on the dollar, and Latinas only 58 cents on the dollar. Within just 1 year of completing college, women are earning 8% less than men with whom they graduated, and by mid-career, that number increases to more than 20%. Frankly, I wish I didn't have to write an updated and revised 10th anniversary edition of this book. It's not that I have better things to do or that I don't want to spend time on it. It's that I wish there was no need for it because in the decades since it was first published, women have made more progress at work, in politics, and at home. Whereas in many instances, women have broken through the glass ceiling, there remains a glass treehouse, that place where the upper tier of senior executives and directors of companies reside. Although there are notable exceptions, Marissa Mayer, Christine Lagarde, Sheryl Sandberg, and Meg Whitman among them, the vast majority of women are left peering in from the outside. This happens despite the fact that data from the research organization Catalyst and consulting firm McKinsey & Company, Inc. reveal that having more women in leadership roles is correlated with stronger financial returns. If you're not persuaded by the numbers and instead believe that society embraces the concept of equality for women, let me dissuade you of this notion by sharing just a few of the comments I've heard from women just like you around the world. These are women who read the first edition of this book and then wrote to me or came up to speak with me after one of my Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office keynote presentations. Janice from Colorado said that despite the fact that she instills in her 4-year-old daughter the notion that she is equal to anyone else and dresses her in sneakers and overalls so that she can run and climb on the playground, her child came home from preschool and announced, "Mommy, my teacher said you should dress me more like a girl." Ingrid from Copenhagen was surprised when her boss told her he was promoting her because there were several men in the company with more tenure. He told her the change would take place within a month or so. In the interim, Ingrid learned she was pregnant and shared this with her boss. When the promotion seemed to be lagging, she asked him what was happening. The boss feigned surprise, pretended the conversation about the promotion never took place, and suggested she must have misunderstood him. Rosa from Miami is an attorney working for an immigration law firm. Her boss continually makes demeaning remarks to the women in the office about their appearance. If he doesn't like a certain hairstyle, he'll say, "Did you lose your comb?" Or if he thinks a woman's skirt is too short, he'll remark, "Did your grandmother run out of yarn before she finished making that?" Fiona from Sydney changed her major in college to engineering. Her mother's response upon hearing this was, "Oh, great, now you'll never get married." Allison from a small town in West Virginia had to send her letter to me via U.S. mail because her emotionally abusive husband reads all her emails. She wanted to know what she should do about the fact that she wants to go back to work now that her children are grown so that she can gain some financial independence. But her source of primary emotional support, her mother, told her, "Just don't make any waves. You're lucky to have a husband making a good living who provides for you." Farah is an Iranian Jewish physician who dreads going to Friday night dinner with her parents because all they want to know is when she'll give up this crazy idea of being a professional woman and get married and have babies. There's one more reason why I'm writing this book. The workplace has changed in the past 10 years. The biggest economic decline since the Great Depression has caused it to become increasingly competitive. Social networking wasn't even a blip on the radar screen a decade ago, but is now a must-do. Work-life integration is an even greater challenge as women in need of the income work more hours, and educated women are entering the workforce at higher percentages than ever before. Given these new issues, I want to provide additional coaching tips for how you can get and keep the job you want. These statistics, comments, social changes, and the women themselves make me realize